Blog Talk Radio.
Steps to Christ. Chapter 4. Confession. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages, or perform painful penances, to commend our souls to the God of heaven, or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The Apostle says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed." James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true mediator, our great high priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not with true humiliation of soul and brokenness of spirit confessed our sins, abhorring our iniquity, we have never truly sought for the forgiveness of sin, and if we have never sought, we have never found the peace of God. The only reason we do not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our hearts and comply with the conditions of the word of truth. Explicit instruction is given concerning this matter. Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way, or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. The confession that is the outpouring of the inmost soul finds its way to the God of infinite pity. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 34:18. True confession is always of a specific character, and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that could be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them. Or they may be of a public character, and should then be as publicly confessed. But all confession should be definite and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you are guilty. In the days of Samuel, the Israelites wandered from God. They were suffering the consequences of sin, for they had lost their faith in God, lost their discernment of His power and wisdom to rule the nation, lost their confidence in His ability to defend and vindicate His cause. They turned from the great ruler of the universe and desired to be governed as were the nations around them. Before they found peace, they made this definite confession: "We have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." 1 Samuel 12:19. The very sin of which they were convicted had to be confessed. Their ingratitude oppressed their souls and severed them from God. Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set before us: wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 15. Paul says, speaking of the work of repentance, "Ye sorrowed after a godly sort. What carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter." 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. When sin has deadened the moral perceptions, the wrongdoer does not discern the defects of his character, nor realize the enormity of the evil he has committed, and unless he yields to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he remains in partial blindness to his sin. His confessions are not sincere and in earnest. To every acknowledgment of his guilt, he adds an apology in excuse of his course, declaring that if it had not been for certain circumstances, he would not have done this or that for which he is reproved. After Adam and Eve had eaten of the forbidden fruit, they were filled with a sense of shame and terror. At first, their only thought was how to excuse their sin and escape the dreaded sentence of death. When the Lord inquired concerning their sin, Adam replied, laying the guilt partly upon God and partly upon his companion, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." The woman put the blame upon the serpent, saying, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Genesis 3:12-13. "Why did you make the serpent? Why did you suffer him to come to Eden?" These were the questions implied in her excuse for her sin, thus charging God with the responsibility of their fall. The spirit of self-justification originated in the father of lies and has been exhibited by all the sons and daughters of Adam. Confessions of this order are not inspired by the divine spirit and will not be acceptable to God. True repentance will lead a man to bear his guilt himself and acknowledge it without deception or hypocrisy. Like the poor publican, not lifting up so much as his eyes unto heaven, he will cry, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And those who do acknowledge their guilt will be justified, for Jesus will plead his blood in behalf of the repentant soul. The examples in God's word of genuine repentance and humiliation reveal a spirit of confession in which there is no excuse for sin or attempt at self-justification. Paul did not seek to shield himself. He paints his sin in the darkest hue, not attempting to lessen his guilt. He says, "Many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities." Acts chapter 26, verses 10 and 11. He does not hesitate to declare that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15. The humble and broken heart, subdued by genuine repentance, will appreciate something of the love of God and the cost of Calvary, and as a son confesses to a loving father, so will the truly penitent bring all his sins before God. And it is written, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1:9. End of chapter 4.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Just want to say happy preparation day, as we're still haven't came into the Sabbath as yet, but we know it's right here, even upon us. So just want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening. And I hope that everyone had a blessed week thus far. And I will have a word of prayer before we start. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings, Lord. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for hope. We thank you for peace. We thank you for righteousness, which can only be found in our Savior, Christ Jesus. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, for a new day to come and worship you, come and glorify your name and talk of your goodness, testify of your mercy towards us, towards our friends and the family. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins or trespasses, whatever we have said or done, O Lord, against our brethren, our family, even our enemy, Lord. We ask that you will forgive us and show us our wrong ways so that we can repent and ask others to forgive us of our sins or whatever we have done against them, Lord. Only you can forgive us of our sins, Lord. Again, I want to thank you for each family represented now and those that will be joining us. Hasten their footstep. I ask that you will be with the speaker this evening, that you will bless him, Father, that you will fill him with your Holy Spirit, O Lord. Be with his family in a marked way, his business adventure, Lord, as he is trying to do the work that you have called him to do in these last days. We all have a purpose. We all have a job. We all have souls to be won for the kingdom. Help us to do it without fear of what may happen to us, O Lord, knowing whether we live or die, we are yours, and we are precious in your sight. We thank you ever so much for hearing and answering this prayer accordingly, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, this is the time. Please press 1, and I will go ahead and read a scripture. But please press 1 if you would like to share. Psalms chapter 69, starting at verse 1, it says, "Save me, O God, for the water are come unto my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am in deep waters, where the flood overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dry, my eyes fail, while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away." Verse 5, "O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord, God of hosts, be ashamed. For my sake, let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because of thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproaches me are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, I was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkard. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me. In the truth of thy salvation, deliver me out of mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me and out of the deep water." Oh, praise the Lord. David was upright with the Lord. He spoke as his heart gave utterance, and he told the Lord how he was feeling and what he was going through. Not like the Lord didn't know, but that's what God wants us to do. Talk to him as a friend. Be real with him. Be real with each other. Repent of our sin-sick soul and our waywardness so that we can be healed, so that we can repent from our sins. Amen? Again, if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, please press 1 so that everyone can get a chance to share. God is truly good, brothers and sisters, and he is worthy to be praised. So this is sharing time. If you also would like to say a word of prayer, please press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share. Amen. Okay, I will read something from Country Living. I've been reading that book from yesterday and also today. But again, if you would like to share, please press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share. Country Living, The Manifold Benefit of Activity. That's the title. Okay, we have one person that has pressed 1. Amen. I will go ahead and open the line for 423-280. Your line is now open. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Payne, for coming on and sharing, singing that beautiful song. Praise the Lord, and also giving your testimony. The Lord is truly good, and he is worthy to be praised in little things and big things, in whatever it is. We ought to give God praise and thanks and honor. Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to share? If you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, or if you would like to offer a word of prayer, this is the time to do so, brothers and sisters. This is the time to let your voice be known and give God honor in all his dealing with you, with your family, even your neighbors. Amen. So if you can press 1 on your telephone keypad to indicate that you would like to share, this is the time to do it. And I will read something. If no one else is ready to share, I will read a quotation. Amen. And it's taken from Child Guidance, chapter 79. These youth finally lost all respect for the Sabbath and have no relish for religious meeting or for scarce and eternal thing. Heed first words of the fourth commandment. Remember is placed at the very first of the fourth commandment. Parents, you need to remember the Sabbath day yourself to keep it holy. And if you do this, you are given the proper instruction to your children. They will reverence God's holy day. Christian education is needed in our homes all throughout the week. Keep the Lord's holy Sabbath in view, for that day is to be devoted to the service of God. It is a day when the hands are to rest from worldly employment, when the soul needs are to receive special attention. Amen. So our soul need is to receive special attention. We need to feed the spiritual man each and every day, but even more so on the Sabbath. Amen. So just thank the Lord for that reading. And it was taken from Child Guidance, chapter 79, Sabbath, the day of delight. So let us delight in the Lord's Sabbath, and it is soon to come. I will go ahead and open the line now for 225-337. Thank you for joining us. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to share Psalms 91, and I just have a comment on it. I'm going to share parts of the scripture, not all, because it's a long scripture. And it says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. And there, I want to just say something about verse 1. I'm so blessed that the Lord hide his people. He hide his people in such a blessing. First of all, let me get this. It says when he is my refuge, and I look up these words. It says refuge means he hiding you in a place and refuge, and also my fortress. He said, fortress is like a military or strong place to protect you. And when I think about when he said he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So God is protecting us. He's going to hide us from those things which will come upon us trying to persecute you or do anything to you, because he said what he said in verse that is verses, the reason why. He said, because, verse 9, he said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. And verse 10, and there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. And as I read Psalms 91, brothers and sisters, this is, I don't know if to call it a prophecy or for future reference, what God is telling us he's going to do. Take this literally, that the Lord will be with us, and he will do what he said. He said, if he said it, shall he not do it? So he will make it good. So I'm just giving him thanks for that scripture. And then also I just want to share this last few, sister, call it verse 11. And he says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon lions and adders and young lions and dragons. Thou shalt trample on the feet. And the last one, because he has set his love upon me, that is the reason why. Therefore, I will deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he had known my name. And to know God's name is to love him. But to share verse 11, when he said he will give his angel charge over thee, how many times in your life have God have given his angel charge over you, from keeping you from being hurt, keeping you from an accident, keeping you from anything, someone hurting you? And when I thought about that, I had a testimony that when I was on Grand Isle, Grand Isle is a beach, and I decided to jump on an inner tube, get in that inner tube, and that inner tube took me out in the Gulf area where the ship, I'm not talking about a boat, no, I'm talking about a ship. It was taking me out to the ship, and by God's grace, my cousins, they swim out there and got me on that inner tube and brought me in. And I just thought about it, and I said, now look what Father have done for me. He gave his angels, you hear me, charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. It was nobody but his protection. So I just want to thank him. I'm praising him as I study these things and what he do for us. And listen at verse 12. He said, they shall bear thee up, they shall bear thee up in thy hand, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. And don't you know, as I was going round and round in that inner tube, I had actually hit a stone, and that stone sliced my feet. It was so sharp. But you know what? It hit it one time, and it sliced my feet. I remember that as it was today, because I was 13 years old. And let me tell you something. That was a sharp cut, and it took a while to heal. But God did. Again, it could have been deeper, or I could have gotten an infection, as many people get while they're out on the beach. God kept me in all my ways, even though I was ignorant in some things. He knew what I was going to be and where I was going to be, and believing. He said, because he had set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver you, and I will set him on high, and he had known my name. So, you know, I just want to thank my Father, and I want to thank his Son, which is Yeshua. I want to thank him tonight for blessing all of us to come to the prayer line on his Sabbath day. And as Brother Ray and I, we done got home, we done had our shower, and we are resting in our bed. We are resting. So I want to thank Elohim for bringing us here safe after a tough week. So I want to thank the Lord and bless this prayer line. I want to thank him for my brothers and sisters and all that he has. And I see what Brother Yudi is doing with the store. I just pray God continue to bless that and all everybody on this prayer line. So sisters and brothers, thank the Lord because he that dwell in that secret place of the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and he will be our refuge. So remember, brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord because he will protect us. He will keep us and acknowledge us when that comes. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. May God bless. And I'm so sorry that I might not be on later because I am exhausted. I was so tired and sleepy. So keep me in prayer. Keep my family. Keep Brother Ray in prayer. And that we will stay faithful to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing and explaining the scripture as you understand it. The Lord is truly good. He give us wisdom and understanding and knowledge. So we will keep you in prayer, and Brother Ray and your family. Amen. I'll go to the next caller again. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. 518-482. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Sophia, for opening my line. Good evening, everyone. The Sabbath has not yet started, but I'm just happy to mingle my voice with my brothers and sisters and line this evening. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to the Sabbath is not yet here, but it's a blessing to be here this evening. God has kept us safely during the week, and here we are this evening to give him praise and thanks. And I heard that sister was speaking about country living. And I just want to say it's a blessing to be in the country, because when you're in the country, you always get everything fresh, most fresh, from the ground to the pot, from the tree to your mouth. I grew up in the country, so I know what a blessing it is to be in the country. And I am thankful to God that when Adam lost his Eden home, the Lord did not cut off the supply of fruits, because I don't know where I would have been today, because I love a lot of fruits. If I go to the market and I don't have fruits, I don't have food. I eat fruits. I could remember when we got married on Sabbath, on Fridays I would go to the market and I would buy fruits, pineapples, because you know those are filling. And I never miss food, cooked food. So I used to eat fruit, and up to now, I can do without eating food on Sabbath. The Lord desires those who live in the country where fresh fruits can be obtained during a large part of the year to awaken to the blessing they have in this fruit. The more we depend upon the fresh fruit, just as it is plucked from the tree, the greater will be the blessing. It would be well for us to do less cooking and to eat more fruit in its natural state. Let us teach the people to eat fruits, fresh grapes, apples, peaches, pears, berries, and all other kinds of fruits that can be obtained. Let these be prepared for winter use by canning, using glass as far as possible instead of tin. Fruit is an excellent food, okay, and it saves us much cooking. And this is from Counsels on Diet and Food from Ellen White. Yes, I am happy to be here this afternoon, and I would like to say a little prayer, and then I'm going to sing a song, How Sweet Are the Tidings That Greets the Pilgrim Heirs as he wanders in exile from home. While we on this earth, my dear brothers and sisters, it is good that we listen to God's counsel, obey his voice, obey his words, obey all his teachings that he is handed down to us through the prophets and through those who he has impressed with truth, so that we can learn what is good and to keep healthy above all things, to keep a healthy mind, to keep a healthy body. And I'm thankful to the Lord for my parents, which has given me a healthy body so far. And the only thing that I'm suffering from now, right now, I'm not boasting, but it's, I have a thyroid problem, and I have not taken out my thyroid because I don't believe. I told the doctors I do not believe that I would like to take up my thyroid, because I personally didn't see nothing happen with it, because I knew people who had problems with the thyroid, they had to take out their thyroid, but I didn't see necessary for me to take out mine, and they were behind me so much to take out my thyroid. But I keep telling them, no, I'm not taking it out, because I read about it, I study about it, I know the thyroid is the gland that takes control every part of your body. But brethren, I could tell you, I go by what the Lord says. The first time I read this book on, what was the name of the book? Back to Adam. And I heard, I can't remember the name of the guy. I think it's Pastor Wilson. Not Pastor Wilson, Mama Wilson. And Rhonda and Mr. Wilson. They were husband and wife. I think he's dead now, if I'm not certain. Yes, and I read that thing that you could, if your thyroids have gone bad, you could reverse it. And I read that, and that gave me that gave me hope right away. And I was more determined. I went to doctors. If you see doctors, I went to, and they said you have to take out your thyroid. One Russian guy told me that I've had a Russian doctor. He says, take out your thyroid and you will live to be a good age, live to be a little good old lady. I said, well, if that is what it takes to live, take out my thyroid. I don't want it. I don't want to live. So I just keep holding out on what I read, and I read about it, and I stop going to all the doctors and try to do and believe on my heart and try to do things that would help me. And today I could, this afternoon I could say, praise God. I can thank him for his goodness towards me, because leaving the doctors was, I don't feel, because they weren't doing any good to me. They were only telling me that my blood is bad, and they weren't telling me what it is until I found out something that I drank. And when I went back and they were just taking blood every week, every 2 weeks. I have to go and pay a whole set of money. And they were just taking my money. And I decided one December, she had to go somewhere. And I said, thank God. And I just decided to quit, not to go back there to those doctors, because they were saying they're doing holistic treatments, but they weren't doing that. And they, every time I go, they took the blood. I saw it in the glass, and it's looking very dark. I said, whoa. My body, I'm really toxic. But my dear friends, when I use the herbs, when I use the herb and I go back and I saw my blood, I know that something I was doing right. And I could tell you from then on, I never go back to them. I quit. So I can say that God is good. Father, I'm going to say a short prayer, Father in heaven. We come before you before the dawn of this year, on the Sabbath, to give you praise and thanks for your wonderful protection over us in the 6 working days of this week that is past and gone to eternity. We thank you, Lord, for life. We thank you for all who has come on this prayer line this evening to join us and to give their praise and to give their thanks and to give encouragement in whatever little way we can, they can. Father, we pray that you will bless us. Bless this prayer line. Bless those who are in charge. Bless Sister, I cannot remember names, but who is doing right now, Sister Powell. I know she's traveling. Father, we pray that you will continue to be with them, be with those who are sick, protect them, that wherever they go, as they go on their journey, that your protection will be over them, Lord, to shelter them from the road, from the travel. Take them safely to where they are going, Lord. And those who are sick, Lord, this evening, we put them in your hands. We pray that you will restore them to their wanted health and strength, because you do not want none of us to be sick. So we pray, Lord, that you will give them the strength that they lack even now, even if they are not feeling well. We know sickness is something that is going on so much in the world today that we cannot imagine. By the time you could count, you hear somebody's gone. It's just this afternoon I was just joined the prayer line, and there on Brother, I can't remember his name right now, but he was saying pastor has lost a relative. And so people are going home, are traveling, they're leaving this earth in quick succession. And I want to tell us today that we have to be very careful and ask the Lord to give us healthy bodies that we may able to live and think straight and to keep his commandments and to do those things that are right and pleasing in his sight day after day. So, Father, this evening, I place everything, this program, into your hands, and all who will participate, we pray, Lord, that you will bless it and bless each participant as they come on the line. Strengthen us, Lord, that we will be faithful to you, and because we know that your coming is soon, even at the door. Thank you, Sister, for opening my line. I would like to sing this song before I leave. Oh, my. How sweet are the tidings? Yes. We could listen to the words of this song, and if you know it, you could join in with me. How sweet are the tidings that greets the pilgrim here as he wanders in exile from home. Soon, soon will the Savior in glory appear, and soon will the kingdom come. He is coming, coming, coming soon, I know, coming back to this earth again. And the weary pilgrims will to glory go when the Savior comes to reign. There we meet near the part in our happy Eden's home. Sweet songs of redemption we sing. From the north, from the south, all the ransom shall come and worship our heavenly King. He is coming, coming, coming soon, I know, coming back to this earth again. And the weary pilgrims will to glory go when the Savior comes to reign. And the last verse says, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, again, soon if faithful we all shall be there. Oh, be watchful, be hopeful, be joyful till then, and the crown of bright glory we'll wear. He is coming, coming, coming soon, you know, coming back to this earth again. And the weary pilgrims will to glory go when the Savior comes to reign. Amen. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. Happy
amen,
Sabbath,
amen.
Everyone.
Thank you, Sister Campanelli, for sharing, for your testimony, your song, and also your prayer. Praise the Lord. We would like to know that herb that was used Amen. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters, as we know there's so much that's going on. But God said, be still, you know, and be at peace, and know that he is God. He's in control. It looked like things are going to be disparate and, you know, all type of things are happening, but he will protect his children. He cares so much for us. He gave his only begotten son for each and every one of us. If we trust and believe in him and be not fearful, he will protect us. He will provide for us, and he will see us through. Amen? So let's be encouraged. I'll go ahead and open the lines for the next caller again. Thank you for joining us. 518-650, your line is now open.
Good afternoon. My
Amen.
Name is Paulette. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. And I want to sing my song. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, the compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold weakness. To thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands had provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And I'm going to read Lamentations 3:22, from 22 to 25. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait on him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silent, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust. If so be there may be hope. 30. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full. Rich with reproach. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, O God. Your compassion they fail not. As thou hast been their Father, thou forever will be. Thank you for your faithfulness, O God. Thank you for guiding and for protecting me and for keeping me. For 6 days of toil and labor, God, is not yet the quite yet the Sabbath, but the Sabbath is coming. So, Lord, I just want to thank you, God. I just want to praise you. I just want to magnify you and give you, tell you how grateful I am. Please, Jesus, lay your hands upon me, O God. And anoint me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. O God, touch every member of my body. Heal every member in my body, O God. And if there's anything in my body that is unlike you, O God, at this moment, I'm asking you to rebuke it, remove it, and destroy it, O God. Give me a heart like thine, O God. Give me a mind like thine. Give me a wisdom like thine, O God. Give me an understanding like thine. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, O God, I want to be like you in mind, body, and soul. Touch me, heal me, cleanse me, purify me, O God, and make me to what you want me to be. Heavenly Father, as I come on this prayer line, I put myself into your hand. Last night I was struggling with the prayer line, O God. I did not get in. I get on the prayer line, but I did not hear my number call, so I just listened. So, Father, I thank you to put it through this evening, O God, so that I can lift your name high and to give you thanks and praise for all your many, many blessings. Lord, be with each and every one of us on this line. Be with each and every one of us along with our families on this line, O God. I'm asking you, Jesus, to touch us, to heal us, to take away everything from us that is unlike you, Lord God, and touch each and every one of our family. Create in them a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. Cast us not away from your present heavenly Father, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. O God, purify us, O God. You is our rock and our fortress. You is our deliverer, O God. You is our help in time of trouble. You is our refuge and strength, O God. Heavenly Father, help us to trust in you with all our heart, O God, and to lean not unto our own understanding, Heavenly Father. In all our ways, help us to acknowledge you, because you is a God, and God alone, and there is no other God, and you will direct our path. Father, when it's too heavy, and it's like we cannot bear it, O God, you said to cast all our cares at your feet, because you care it for us. You is such a loving God. You is such a caring God. You is such a mighty God. You is such a miraculous God. There is no other God but you. But thank you for being God. And you is God and God alone. And help us to serve you, Lord. Help us to live for you. Help us to cry to you, Jesus, because you know everything about us. Father, when it seems like there's no way out, oh God, you always make a way. Father, you're not going to leave us to be found wanting. You will supply our needs according to your riches in glory. Lord, you reach above all things that all of us should come to repentance, oh God, and come to know you as our God and Savior. And you wish above all things that all of us should prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. So, Lord Jesus, please, God, if there's anything in us that is unlike you, O God, remove it, Jesus, and help us to be like you, Lord. We want to be like you, because only you and you alone, O God, we can be like. Time is running out. Time is short. Help us to be saved, Heavenly Father. Help us to draw closer and closer to you every day with an outstretched arm, O God, and a heart full of gratitude. Father, be merciful unto us. Bless us, O God. Cause your face to shine upon us. Rebuke and remove and destroy every attraction of unrighteousness and of sin. And help us to come closer and closer to you. Oh, God, I put the school into your hand, dear God. I'm asking you to provide teachers for the school, oh, God, and provide funds to run the school so that your children can be educated. I put Brother Yudi into your hand, oh, God, with his food, health food store. I'm asking you, oh, God, to send people from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, so that they can come and hear the health message, oh, God, and come. And come to know you as their God and their Savior. Father, continue to bless each and every one of us, oh God. Again, anoint us, purify us, oh God. And if there's anything in us that is unlike you, Lord, remove it, I pray, and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Burnby, for that prayer, and thank you for coming on and sharing. What a blessing to hear my brothers and sisters sharing their song, their prayer, and their reading. Lord, may you help us, Father, because when these lines are cut off, when social media is no more, we cannot come on. We have to cherish what we have heard. We have to remember the names, the prayer requests, and continue to pray for them, because we know these things will happen, but we know the line of Jesus is never closed and it will never be cut off. So let us cling to what we have and encourage each other and pray for each other. And amen. I'll go ahead and open the next line. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us, and happy preparation day. The Sabbath is soon upon us, so praise the Lord. 631-552, your line is now open.
You can join salutation in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for his love, his grace, and his mercy. And I thank God for safety, bringing me to another week. I thank him for his protective care, his provision, his fight of the challenges. I give him all the honor, the glory, and the praise, because I know in him, there's always peace of mind, there's always joy, there's always hope, and there's always time to give him thanks and praise. For he's a God that will never leave us, nor forsake us. I thank each and every one who has made it possible to be on the line tonight as we fellowship together in this fashion as it is available right now. And to encourage all of us that we should continue praying and encourage each other. Because one of the New Testament scriptures that we must admonition, we can see an admonition one another with strength. Because at the end of the day, we know that we are on this journey together. Not an easy way, but with God, we can all make it to that destination where each and every one of us are striving to, that heavenly kingdom. So wherever there will be these fields that we are in the news every day, there won't be no sorrow, no more death. One of the most important things, there will be no sin. Because the wages of sin has caused havoc upon this planet. And we know that one day we will come to an end. Jesus is doing his work about. And as he's doing his work above, let us work, continuing each and every one of us to have. We need to be cleansed from everything that is unlike him. So I ask you to continue to pray for me while I continue to be for each other. Pray for you all so that we can all have that sweet connection with Christ and that sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit so that we can live not for ourselves, but for you. Thank you for opening my mind.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Tony, for coming on and sharing. May the Lord truly bless you and be with you as you do the ministry there in New York. And Sister Barnaby is also in New York. We will keep our brothers and sisters in prayer that's in these large cities. And my other brothers and sisters that's in the large cities, we will continue to keep you in prayer because we know the message has went forth, you know, come. we're supposed to go into the country, to the urban areas, so that we can live like king and queen for a little while. But we see all these things that are upon us, and Christ is even at the door. But we know we have to go through some struggles, some trying time before that happens. So let us be faithful, brothers and sisters. I'll go ahead and open the next line. Again, thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading. I want to make sure everyone get a chance to share, to sing, to pray, or to ask for prayer requests. This is a time of sharing, brothers and sisters. This is a time for encouraging word. This is the time to come together in unity and in love. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 985-791. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Can y'all hear me?
Amen. Good evening. How are you, Sister Brenda?
Okay. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for being awesome, God. We had a hot day today, but we're still above despite the heat and all we had to go through. But nevertheless, we pulled it through and didn't go in it because I couldn't take the sun. Today I went in it this week, though. And I sweated it out if I get some exercise, but I thank God for that. I'm going to read a prayer, and it says, O Holy Father, only by keeping your word can we be strong to conquer the strongholds of sin. And our hearts are to serve you in ministry to lead the others to your Son. Your word will strengthen our soul to face another day with all its trouble and temptation. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It fits what you were just saying, Sister Carla. This one fits what you were just saying, but we have to go through something. We have to face through trials and tribulations, and I'm facing it constantly of dealing with things I have to deal with because of iniquity sins, but I try not to weep and give up because I know one thing. It was all in the Bible. It was in the plan, and that's what God's Son had to go through, so we don't think we're going to live on this earth just plain, fancy, free. So it's got to be some ups and downs, some nicks and nats, pain, grief, and, you know, we still got to thank the Lord because it could have been worse, and thank God we don't go through this Son went through. So I just want to ask for prayer for all of us. At Bent Mike and all his work of the help we have on this line, the help teaching us all the help messages and what does say the Lord. So I just thank God. I just want to keep the sick, the homeless, and all other. Please keep my town in prayer. It's by your Lord's road because we have a boat capsized and it end up floating all the way in front of my house. And it has 21 bodies missing. And they done pull out 9. And they don't know where the rest of them at out across the street from me. And it's just a disgrace. See, well, I'm working across some business where they go offshore. But this happened in the Gulf, not too far from me. And it just planked itself all the way here to my house. Because from me is a Gulf. And it leads to the Gulf of Mexico, the big Gulf. And they just don't know. They cutting out some of the people. and some of them they can't find. And a few I know, and I'm like, now this is getting scary. I really need prayer line, actually, to pray for some, to pray for us. And just actually pray for us, pray for each and every one, the families and stuff, because it's so sad. The driver, he was running the boat in some that serious weather we had back last month, and they asked him to pull over and stop and don't drive the boat. Everybody pulled over but him. He hard-headed. This man kept running the boat, and so he hit something, and that's what happened. But I don't want to take up no more time. Just pray. I've been praying myself, but it's just so hard watching the police and different people back and forth. But God bless them. And everyone on the prayer line, amen. Hey, Brother John.
Yes, I say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Louisiana. Yeah, and, like my wife said, there's some things going on in the neighborhood and all that, but, yeah. I just want to say, though, there's seasons for everything, you know. It'd be like that. That's the way life feels. It's the season for a lot of people sometimes go through some struggles, and they'd be like, oh, man, this is the end and all that, but it's not the end. A lot of times we go through things just for certain seasons, you know. Sooner or later, it shall pass, you know, like the Lord say. Sooner or later, it shall pass, and it'll go from out of the darkness into the light. So I know it's always just for a season, so I never panic about things. I know it's going to pass sooner or later. So I keep the faith in on that. I won't stay long. I know my wife explained some things that went on, but so I won't take up any more time. But just want to say, everything's only for a season, so everybody hang in there. God bless.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. We will keep you in prayer and your family and the family members to those that have lost their life. There's so much going on around us. It's hard to keep up, but we just have to stay faithful. We have to intercede for a faithful servant of the Lord so that we can be saved, so that our loved one can see the life that we're living, that is according to the will of God, and it's an example unto them. Amen. So again, thank you for sharing. I will go to the next caller. Amen. I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-489. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Hello. You're hearing me, Sister Carlo?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Hello, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell. I want to give God thanks. I was supposed to be traveling, but eventually I did not leave yet. I'm asking for prayers. My sister has lifted me up. I'm asking you to continue to pray for me. And brothers and sisters, you listen to these various reports and requests. You know, we know that God is able to do all things, and he gave us some good promises how we must trust him. Because, brothers and sisters, if it wasn't the Lord, I do not know where I am, because the trouble and the trials, and it's just coming down. But thank God that he said in Psalms 27:4, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So the Lord wants us to wait. The Lord wants to strengthen us despite of what is happening. You know, we only have to have courage to trust him. He also said in 2 Kings 6:6, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. So, you know, and he also said in Psalms 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land. and verily thou shalt be fed. So I just want to give God thanks for these wonderful promises that he have given unto us to trust in him, wait on him, be faithful in him. And you know what? We are not expecting that we are going to be free from all these things that is happening around us. We are not going to, but we have to keep trusting in him, be faithful to him, and he shall deliver our part. My prayer tonight is to pray for my traveling. I'm supposed to be going to Washington, D.C., Maryland. Please pray for that. And I'm asking for prayer for my granddaughter and the whole of her three children. They came down with the virus. Brothers and sisters, I have to be strengthening them, praying for them, encouraging them, especially a baby is there, and the baby is around 6 months, and, you know, we need prayer. And I know God is able to do all things, so I'm asking he, my brothers and sisters, to lift us up in prayer. Amen. Amen, amen,
amen.
Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line. It's short and spicy, right?
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for coming on and sharing. Amen. We will have a word of prayer now. Okay, I'll open up two more lines. Please be brief, brothers and sisters, because we will go into the message at 8:30, so, and we need a little time for prayer. So please be brief, if you can do half of your testimony today and the other half on Sunday. So I'll go ahead and open up these lines. Again, thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath. 518-409, your line is now open.
Good evening, Sister Carla. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, now I can hear you.
All right. Well, good evening, Sister Carla. And I want to thank my mm-hmm. beloved brothers and sister Knight for being on this line. I wasn't going to share initially, but the Lord impressed me to go ahead and share tonight and to do so. The enemy, my friends, I got to tell you, the enemy is doing everything in his power to discourage God's children, especially when they are doing his work. Do you hear me? Sometimes he will use those that you least expect to try and discourage you in the work. So I'm asking you for prayers, brothers and sisters, to lift us up in this work. This is not an easy work. People are coming all throughout the day with disease and ailments, asking for help. And oftentimes, you know, because we're so little as far as the crew is concerned, it is difficult to meet with each and every one person. I can tell you, the Lord has been blessing the store. He has been blessing the store. The customers are coming in. They are saying they are hearing about us. And I've been posting very little about what's been happening. Yesterday was a busy day. This morning we had orders like you wouldn't believe. And I just have a new testimony to share. And you guys need to, we're asking for help. This is going to be a big thing that's going to take place here. And I believe the Lord is opening up the door for us to be able to grow this chain of food store in which we have plant-based. Let me tell you what happened, among many other things. The people are coming in. We have so many people signed up for the class for Sunday. We don't even know where to put these people. All right? They are diabetics. They have high blood pressure. They've had strokes. They're overweight. And they are asking for a better way. People are coming in, ordering our food through DoorDash, ordering our food in the hospital, and they are saying they have never tasted any food this good. And we're not even cooking. Are y'all hearing me? These people haven't even seen our cooking because we don't have an oven. We're making little things like wraps, right? Like hummus wraps. I use the soy curls and season it with the chicken type seasoning, making seasoned chicken Caesar salad wrap, all right? Using carrot cake, you know, plant-based, all of these things. They are saying they have never tasted anything like this before. If we come together as God's people, remember we are in an area that is primarily they are Caucasian, okay? And sometimes the ways of cooking for Caucasian is different for cooking for people of color, and we know that. And this is not to, you know, say anything to offend anybody, but it's the truth, right? Our food is slightly different. Our food sometimes is seasoned a little bit more than their food. And so they are coming in, they are tasting our food, Sister Carla and Sister Powell, and these people are running with it, and they're saying to everybody, you need to go here to try their food. You need to go here to their health classes. You need to go here. The people go to our Tree of Life Facebook page, the comments they are posting. The people are very friendly. The juices are good. The smoothies are good. These people are super friendly. The place is clean. Just find out what is being said, and the place is growing. Yesterday, from 12 o'clock until 7:30, nonstop orders coming in. Nonstop people coming in and out of the store. I can't even post anymore because I'm so busy behind the counter preparing. This guy came in and says, you know what? I've been plant-based for 3 years, he said. And initially, he said, my wife had cancer, and we changed to a plant-based diet. He said, there is not one place in Mountain Home where we live where you can get plant-based food. He said, you guys are the first one, and we are glad for that. He ordered a seasoned chicken Caesar wrap. He ordered a turkey sandwich. He ordered two smoothies, and he bought some groceries, and he said, I will be back, okay? This is what's happening. Another guy ordered our burger. He ordered through DoorDash, and he came in. And then he said, I had to come in and myself personally to meet you guys because I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan or a plant-based. He said, I'm a meat eater, but the turkey sandwich was so good, I had to come back and get some more. This is what they're saying, beloved brothers and sisters. And then we had an invitation. Listen to this. The hospital, the nearby hospital, the nurse that I was telling you about, I don't know if I gave the testimony yet. The nurse came in. She's training there. She's doing teaching. They started a plant-based group, and they would like to incorporate plant-based food in their cancer center as well as their diabetes center. And we have been invited to cater to the board of directors of the hospital. Are you listening to me, brothers and sisters? The board of directors are the main CEO, people who make the decisions for the hospital. They are getting ready to invite us to cater our food to them. We're not even making food. This is just a little small store to see what the Lord is doing. The people that are coming in, people with cancer. Lady came in, cancer. She said, what kind of juice you have that can help me with cancer? I said, I will make you a carrot, kale, ginger, lemon, and add to that vitamin C, and I will give you that for your cancer, problem. And I said, this is supposed to be a juice that will cleanse your blood. But I want you to not just do it once, but to do it again. She went around the store, and the lady purchased almost $100 worth of food because she said, I'm willing to try this plant-based thing to heal myself. And now we have them come in the class, and we're sharing the gospel with them. We have more than 15 people signed up, and we only have about 14 seats in the class. So I'm asking for your prayers. I wish you guys were here to see what is happening in this little health food store. We are in need of help so bad. I know I've been saying that. We are in need of help so bad. God is opening up the doors, and he's going to provide us with the property that we need to start the sanitarium. He's going to provide it. And this area will be a main area by the grace of God. I'm asking for your prayer because the enemy is attacking us, brothers and sisters, at the same time because of the testimony. But I am praying. I'm asking the Lord to give us the strength, to give us the power. The people in this area have not done the work. and they are seeing what is happening through the health message, now the Adventist is being put on the forefront. Now they are coming in and they are seeing through this little bit of store, this little tiny, tiny, tiny store, which we would love to enlarge. They are coming in and they are seeing what we are really about. They are coming in, they are seeing truly what we are really about. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I don't have the mouth to talk about the people we are serving on a day-to-day basis. I don't have the mouth to talk. Today, we had an order, and I'll tell you another quick testimony. A lady was in the hospital in the cafeteria eating, okay? One of our sisters, who's a nurse who works in the hospital, who goes to our church, she saw the lady sitting in the cafeteria going, this is so good. She says, what are you eating? And the lady who is not an Adventist, listen to me. This is the sister that we know is Adventist. She sees a nurse in the cafeteria eating who is not an Adventist. And the nurse who is not an Adventist is sucking her fingers and going, wow, this is so good. And the lady who's an Adventist says, what are you eating? She says, Tree of Life. And the lady, the nurse who's not an Adventist, was shocked that this lady was ordering food through us. And as a result, today she ordered food through us as well. And she said, that was so good. We did a burger with plant-based cheese. I did a barbecue sauce. I made this lemon sauce with mayonnaise and yeast flakes and a little bit of chicken type seasoning and some honey. Put it on there, and then I added onions, tomatoes on the burger. In addition, put on the side some Brazil nuts, some dates rolled in coconut, and then some sweet potato air fried sweet potatoes, and then a carrot cake and a kale salad. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, with this little bit that we are doing, we don't have an oven. We just have an air fryer in the back. People thinking we are cooking back there, like we are making things. Our smoothies are going like wildfire. Wildfire. They're ordering these smoothies. And even DoorDash, we have DoorDash. They're ordering these things from. And, beloved, this coming tomorrow is our Bible study. You know, last Sabbath we had about 14 people show up to our Bible study. Okay, we studied on the 10 virgins. Sabbath, I have another Bible study, and then it's at 4 o'clock, and we broadcast live on Facebook, by the way, so you can catch us on Facebook at 4 p.m. Central, which is 5 p.m. Eastern time. Okay? And then on Sunday is our next health expo, which we do every 2 weeks for covering cancer, diabetes. So what I'm asking for, I'm saying all of this to say this. We are human beings. The enemy is subtle. I'm asking for prayer specifically for my family that we would be consecrated in order to do this work. This is serious. I'm asking for prayer that we would consecrate ourselves, that we would see that this work is a serious work. And if we're not surrendered, the enemy will use us in order to destroy the work. I'm asking for prayer for these individuals who sign up. People came in today, two ladies, very overweight, said they have diabetes, they can't control it, they want help. Many, many people are coming to these classes. A young lady, 18 years old, she can't stop coming in here buying our smoothies. She said yesterday, she said, I've never been in a place. She's from Las Vegas, Nevada. She says, I've never been in a store in my whole life where all of the focus is on health. She said, this is amazing. She told her mother about us, and now her mother and her, 18 years old, are coming to the class as well on Sunday. Pray for these individuals as we share with them the health message and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Yudi. And I will go ahead and do a prayer before I open the line back open for you. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters. Thank you. kind and loving Father, we come before you, giving you thanks for the praise report that your dear son has given, O Father, of the work that he's doing in your mighty name, that you have ordained him and his wife, his brother Bernard, the family to do. And he's so excited, O Father, but yet he remembered that he's only human, Lord, and there's so much he can do, O Father, and we don't want him to get burnt out, O Father, and we want him to be able to have time with you, his family, and the store. So he is in need of help, O Father. May you send him help, O Father, even from among us, O Father. If there's any able to go and help, O Lord, let us pray and ask you for wisdom and direction so that we can go and help the brothers. And in helping them, Lord, we're doing your work. We're doing service to you, O Father. We're evangelizing. And this is what the Lord said, that the health food store needs to be in the city. And even at this 11 o'clock hours, Brother Yudi and family, through your grace, is able to do this work and this ministry. And we just thank you, Lord. We pray for each and every individual that as they come in, that they will be consecrated to you, that they will give their hearts to you, that their diets will be changed, their life will be changed, O Father. Once their diet is changed, Lord, ears will be more open to the message because they'll be able to discern and hear the message, O Lord, and understand it. With the right diet, O Father, the mind is better to understand. We just thank you for your blessed hope in each and every one of us. Sister Brenda, Brother John, we lift them up in the mark way. May you be with them. May you help them, protect them, and guide them, keep them from the enemy, O Lord, and their children and grandchildren also. I thank you for Sister Leola, her ministry, her husband, and her son, and her daughter, and the grandchildren, O Father. May you also be with them. May you continue to bless them and supply their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Sister Powell is asking for prayer for her family, especially the granddaughter and the grandchildren that have COVID, O Father. We know nothing is too hard, and you know that this will be happening, O Father. And we just lift them up, O Father, as Sister Powell and other minister to them and help them, O Father, that they will overcome this sickness, O Father, and that they will be able to give their testimony and their immune system will be strengthened, O Lord, and they will be a testimony unto others, knowing that we can overcome with the blood of the Lamb, Lord. Bless them. Protect them, Lord. You are the great physician. Heal them, O Father, and let them not turn to anything that will damage them, O Father, and mess up their blood and poison them, O Father. None of us, O Lord. I thank you for all the prayer requests that has been uttered, the unspoken prayer requests, O Lord. I lift up Tamika, I lift up Sister Payne, Sister Lynn, Lord, Sister Continelli, O Lord. Thank you for her and her ministry. Bless her and her family. Sister Paulette, Lord, be with her in a special way. Brother O'Neill and his family, I thank you for them. Lord, there's so many. Brother Eli, we thank you for him, his mom. Please bless him and strengthen him. Sister Katie and her family, we also thank you for them and unspoken prayer requests. And each and everyone that's on the line, you know them, Lord. You know their desire to please you. You know what their struggles are. But we bring it to you and we present it to you so that you can take away all the infirmities that's in our body, Lord, even our mind, Father. Heal us, bless us, protect us, and guide us, and help us to be obedient. Help us, Lord, to keep your Sabbath holy, not in our strength, but in your strength, Lord. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us even this moment. And bless Brother Yudi as he bring us a short message, O Father. Fill him, O Father, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch him, O Father. Anoint him, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you will have a special covering over him and his family, Lord, especially the children, Sister Melissa. Touch her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, Lord. Help her to get the adequate rest and the children, O Father, and be able to manage the business, Lord. She's strong, Lord. We thank you ever so much. Be with Sister Paula. She'll be traveling soon, and her daughters and grandchildren also. Give her a safe journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, your line is open, Brother Yudi.
Good evening, and thank you for opening up my line. I want to just say a few words this evening, but before I do so, I want to remind my brothers and sisters of a very simple remedy that you can take as a preventative, as well as something that you can take while you have COVID-19. Again, if you're listening, it's a very simple remedy, and any one of you can go on Amazon.com if it's already Sabbath where you are. The Bible tells us that it is okay to do good on the Sabbath. If someone is sick, it is okay to purchase this on the Sabbath because, you know, if there's a lamb that is in the ditch on the Sabbath, you're not going to let it in the ditch, are you? You're going to go ahead and take off your Sabbath coat on and save that lamb's life. So for absolute emergencies, it is okay if someone has COVID right now for you to go online and just purchase some papaya leaves, okay? Papaya leaves. Papaya leaves is the go-to for COVID. Papaya leaves is potent and powerful. And in fact, we can't even keep this in the store because the people know about it. They buying it out as we have it in the store. So we are asking you, if you do have COVID and you are having symptoms, within 5 or 6 minutes of boiling and drinking the tea, you boil the water, get it to a boil, and you put the tea in there for about a minute to 3 minutes, the papaya leaves rather, for about a minute and to 3 minutes, and then you drink it. You drink this tea as often as you can. Again, it's very bitter, but we know what bitter herbs are, right? Bitter herbs are designed to cleanse the system. So you need to purchase yourself some papaya leaves. If I were you, I would not wait until you have COVID. COVID is going rampant right now again, this new variant. You know, the Bible tells us that in the last days, there shall be what? Diseases of every kind. Is that right? But furthermore, Sister White tells us that Satan experiments in the laboratories of nature. So Satan is experimenting in the laboratories of nature. Satan is actually playing with diseases and viruses and causing them to be more virulent, to be more strong, in order that he may utilize them to destroy the human population and the human race. So what are we to do? We are to protect ourselves. So you need to purchase yourself some papaya leaves, as well as some bromelain. The bromelain is the enzyme that breaks down protein. And one of the things about COVID-19 is this. COVID-19 has a protein capsule that encapsulates or that covers the coronavirus. And in order for you to combat it, you need to destroy that capsule. And one of the things that can do it is pineapple core, which is the bromelain. You can take it in your veggie capsules like that, or you can just juice some pineapple. And the pineapple must be you must juice the core, meaning the hard part that we usually throw out. That's where all of the concentration of the actual bromelain is. So those are two few remedies that you can take, as well as pine needle tea. Okay, now if you live in New York, the pine leaves is everywhere, right? Everywhere you go, there's the pine tree. You just go and take some branches off, and you bruise it. You beat it. You bruise it. And then you just boil that. You drink that into a tea. The pine needle tea is a wonderful respiratory remedy for COVID-19. The papaya leaves, which is very bitter, is a wonderful remedy for COVID-19. And the bromelain, which is the core of a pineapple, is another wonderful thing. And not to forget your vitamin C. You get your vitamin C from what? From your lemons. So in the morning, take one lemon, squeeze it into your water, warm water, drink it. It's also a liver cleanser. Your vitamin C comes from anything that is sour. Did you know, and I just learned this 2 weeks ago, that one kiwi has more vitamin C than an orange and a lemon? And in fact, one kiwi is all the vitamin C that your body needs on a day-to-day basis. Just one kiwi. So either a kiwi a day, an orange, a lemon, but the kiwi has more vitamin C. And you want to purchase some zinc. Zinc is a mineral, right? It is a mineral. Guess what? And then you don't have to purchase it. There are some foods that are high in zinc, okay? There are some foods that are high in zinc. What are those foods? Well, some of those foods that are high in zinc are as follows, okay? Now, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest be in health and prosper, even as thy soul prospereth. Loving Father, as you lead me to give a health message tonight, because, Lord, you said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And as I had planned to present another message, but you're convicted me that now is the time to give this message, because it is important, because there are many that are sick among us. So we ask for your wisdom, and we ask for your knowledge, and we ask for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So some fruits that contains more zinc than others, cashews, okay? Cashews have the most zinc content among nuts. So cashews are high in zinc. So you can eat cashews. Cashews have about 28 grams. It can give you about 15% of the daily needed zinc that you need each and every day. All right? So make sure you're eating cashews, okay? Plenty of cashews. Now, there are other foods that are high in zinc, such as blackberries, okay? So blackberries are going to be full of zinc, all right? So write this down. But do you know what the number one food that is full of zinc is? Avocados, all right? Now you ask, okay, why zinc? Zinc is a mineral. Let me explain what zinc is, right? Zinc is an essential nutrient that is needed for wound healing and that is also needed for proper immune function. This is why the doctors was giving everybody who has COVID vitamin C and zinc, okay? Zinc is found in plant foods like fruits, and also zinc can be found in animal foods. But since we don't eat animal foods, the majority of us, then we would look to supplement with zinc from other foods that are high. So, for instance, the avocado. The avocado is very high in zinc, all right? The blackberries is also high in zinc. The pomegranate, now we know that right now it's not pomegranate season, right? It's not pomegranate season, but in the fall it will be pomegranate season. Pomegranate is a red fruit that has a lot of iron in it as well. Raspberries. Raspberries are also high in zinc, and so are guavas. Guavas and cantaloupe, apricots, peaches, kiwi, and blueberries, okay? So your top 10 fruits that are highest in zinc, okay, my friends, what are they again? Let's review. Avocados, blackberries, pomegranate, raspberries, guavas, cantaloupe, apricots, peaches, kiwi, blueberries. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 6. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah. And I beg your pardon, I said chapter 6. It should be chapter 33. Let's look at what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 33. And let us consider verse 6. Are we together? I will begin at verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 6, beginning at verse, Jeremiah chapter 33, I beg your pardon, beginning at verse 3. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 and verse 6. The Bible reads, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest what? Which thou knowest not." So what does the Bible say? Call unto who? Call unto me. Now God says when we are in need of help, we are not to call unto men, but rather we are to what? Call unto him. So he says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee, notice, great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And then the Bible says in verse 6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Amen. So God says, notice my friends, God says that he, my friends, that we can call upon him. Right? He says we can call upon him. And notice what he says. He says he will bring us what? He will bring us health. He will bring us health. But not only that, he said he will also bring us what? Cure. Now that's an interesting word, an interesting concept, right? Because the Bible is telling us that God is not only interested in bringing us health, as it says in 3 John 2, but he's also interested in bringing us, what's the next word? Cure. Oh, my friends, God wants to not only give us health, but if we are already sick, he wants to cure us. He's not interested in just, maintaining our disease with some medicine, but he's interested in curing us. Have mercy. He's interested in curing us. He wants to reestablish our health. He wants to establish our health. Now let's go to the third epistle of John and look at what it says in verse 2. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And I want to read here from letter 123, 1903, from Ellen White. Our work is to be practical. We are to remember that man has a body as well as a soul to save. Our work includes far more than standing before the people to preach to them. In our work, we are to minister to the physical infirmities of those whom we are brought in contact. We are to what? We are to minister to the physical infirmities of those in whom we are brought in contact. We are to present the principles of health reform, impressing our hearers with the thought that they have a part to act in keeping themselves in health. The body must be kept in a healthy condition in order that the soul may be in health. The condition of the body affects the condition of the soul. He who would have physical and spiritual strength must educate his appetite in right line. So in other words, we can't just eat whatever we want. We can't just live however we want. We can't just violate the laws of health and expect to have health, but we have a part to play in health. Now, you ever hear people say, well, my daddy had high blood pressure. My daddy had diabetes. My mother was overweight, so therefore, I'm also going to be the same. I am doomed. My friends, that is your genetics. That is your hereditary. The hereditary is the gun, and our lifestyle is the trigger, okay? So we are triggering, by our lifestyle, these things that was passed down to us. And sometimes are dormant in our genes. They are asleep. We awaken them by the way we eat, by the way we drink, by the way we dress, by our appetite, by our unfaithfulness to the laws of health and the laws of nature and the laws of God, okay? Because the Lord desires us to obey the laws of health and life. He holds each one responsible to care properly for his body, that it may be kept in health. The Savior and his miracles reveal the power that is continually at work in men's behalf to sustain and to heal him through the agencies of nature. Through what? Through the agencies of nature, God is working day by day. God is what? Working how often? Day by day. He is working hour by hour, moment by moment, to keep us alive. What is God doing? He's working what? Day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, to do what? To keep us alive. Now, let me ask you a question. If God is working day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, to keep us alive, what is the enemy doing day by day? Day by day, the enemy is working to kill us. He is working to make us sick. So disease is not of God. Disease comes from the enemy. And we are told that it is a sin to be sick, for all sickness is the result of aggression. The Savior and his miracles reveal the power that is continually at work in men's behalf to sustain and to heal him. Through the agencies of nature, God is working day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, to keep us alive, to build up and restore us. When any part of the body sustains injury, a healing process is at once begun. Nature's agencies are set at work to restore soundness. But the power working through these agencies is the power of God. All life-giving power is from him. And when one recovers from disease, it is God who restores him. Did you hear that, my friend? Whenever somebody recovers from disease, it is God who restores him. Listen to this. Sickness, suffering, and death are work of an antagonistic power. Satan is the destroyer, and God is the restorer. Sickness, suffering, and death are work of an antagonistic power. Satan is the destroyer, and God is the restorer. So, God is what? Restoring, while Satan is what? Destroying. Let's say it together. God is what? Restoring, while Satan is doing what? Destroying. Let's say it together, my friends. God is restoring. Satan is. So when we are sick, it is Satan's power that is working. When we are brought back to health, it is God's power that is working. And like it says in Jeremiah 33:6, God says, I will not only bring health, but I will bring a cure. So again, to close out tonight, we are getting ready to go into the COVID season again, all right? There's some homeopathic things that you can do to keep yourself safe, to keep yourself in shape. You want to drink plenty of water. You want to get lots of rest. Remember, the eight doctors that make house calls, want to drink plenty of water, You want to get lots of rest. You want to get plenty of sunlight. You want to make sure you are exercising. You want to make sure you have the proper nutrition. You want to make sure you are temperate in all things. You want to make sure you are getting fresh air. You want to make sure that you trust, more importantly, in the power of God to heal you of human diseases. Man made diseases, Satan made diseases, and all of that and such. So my brothers and my sisters, continue to trust in God as the healer. Now there's something we sell at the store called chlorophyll. It's a liquid internal. It is essentially the juice of plants. It's green. You can go to your health food store, purchase some chlorophyll, and start putting that in your water. That will give you oxygen as well as will clear your blood in your system. Now, you can take some dandelion. Dandelion is a detoxifier that can help you. All right? You want to make sure you are taking plenty of honey. All right? And honey, vitamin C. We have the vitamin C powder, which is very powerful. And then ginger. All right? Ginger and turmeric are very good remedies for these type of sicknesses. Now, make sure you have some eucalyptus oil in your home, because when somebody's having difficulty breathing or respiratory issues with COVID, eucalyptus is a very powerful, powerful remedy. All right? Until next time, I wish above all things that thou mayest be in health and that thy soul prospers, right? And that thou may be in health and prosper even as thy soul prospers. Get plenty of zinc, plenty of vitamin C, plenty of water. Get yourself the papaya leaves and the bromelain and pray much, because God ultimately is the healer and you shall be okay. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this message tonight. We thank you for enlightening us with your words. We thank you for the Sabbath that is almost here, and some places that it's already there. We thank you for the testimonies, and we ask that you would strengthen us, that you would fill us with thine spirit, and that, dear Father, you will help us to enter into right covenant with you as we approach this Sabbath day. Oh, Lord, please, oh, Father, give us peace, give us rest, give us joy. Strengthen us. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for the message. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. I pray that you are able to get these recipe and these fruits that is so needed, and also the leaves, the different leaves. And if you don't have them, you can contact one of us to get them again. I pray that everyone will have a blessed Sabbath. Praise the Lord. God is good, and he wants us to be healthy, and those that are sick to have restoration of health. And I just want to leave with you Psalm 67, starting at verse 1. It said, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known unto earth, thy saving help amongst all nations. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. So let us praise the Lord with a grateful and thankful heart, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Jesus loves you so much. Let us encourage each other, continue to keep each other in prayer, and don't forget to be a faithful servant unto the Lord, because he is soon to come. Amen. Jesus loves you. God bless. Bye-bye. Thank you.